The sun tomorrow, followed by scattered thunderstorms again. The afternoon about low 90s. About the same on Saturday as we get to Sunday. Little less rain chance. Still on the hot side, 90 to low 90s. Saturday and Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Food Show. And it is obvious that this is not Tom Fitzmaurice, and it is probably even more obvious to everyone that this is not Mary Ann Fitzmaurice. This is Don Clement, the gourmet neighbor, sitting in for both. Tom is still resting in the hospital. I do have to tell you, he is doing much, much better, which is awesome news. So thank you for all your thoughts, for all your prayers, and keep them coming. Keep them coming. Hey, Ron, how are you over there in Master Control?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Glad to be here. Didn't expect to be here, but these things come up. So I'm broadcasting from the lovely studio here on Julia Street in New Orleans. So if it sounds a little fuzzy, that's kind of why. You know?
Yeah, but you know, you got the man on the board, so I'll make you sound good.
That's right. Make me sound good, Ron. Look, if you can make me look good, Ron, then you're really the man, okay?
I got you.
All right, my friend. So you can still give us a call at 504-556-9696, where we talk all things food. So speaking of food today, Ron, I was out and about, and I made my weekly trip out to McCord's Butchery, which, if you guys have not been out there, it is at the foot of Veterans Highway, right where that Daiquiri's and King's, Raising King's restaurant are located. It's beautiful, and I didn't know what I was going to cook, which is kind of par for the course when I go in. But the good thing is, in addition to all the proteins that they do have a lot of fresh vegetables. He does some sides. I picked out, Ron, these two gorgeous double-cut pork chops that he already has in a vacuum bag packed up with Hawaiian seasonings, pineapple juice, a little brown sugar, some ginger, and I'm sure everybody out there knows exactly what I'm going to do with them since they're in a vacuum bag already. I'm going to drop those into a pot of water that's been set to 137 degrees. I'm going to let those sous vide for about 4 hours, no more, because when you get past it, then the texture does change. And take them out, Ron. I'm going to dry them. I'm going to let them sit for about 10 minutes. I'm going to go up on the roof. I'm going to crank that grill up to 500 degrees. And I'm going to put them on there for about 45 seconds to a minute on each side. And by then, they should be a perfect 143 to 145 degrees, which is exactly where you want a piece of pork to be.
I'm coming to your house.
Come over, because I know my wife is never going to eat this big old double-cut pork chop. I mean, she's a tiny thing. You've seen her, so that's not going to happen. And I picked up, Ron, some they had purple sweet potatoes today. I've never had a purple sweet potato, so I said, well, this is as good as excuse as any to have a purple sweet potato.
Purple
so,
wow.
Yeah, purple. So I don't know if the texture is going to be different, if the taste is going to be different, but we're going to put those in the Brava oven, cooking with light. Again, anything to make things complicated, that's what Don does. We're going from the sous vide, Ron, to the grill on the roof, to the Brava oven. So we've now used three different cooking devices to cook one meal. I love that.
You're doing a whole lot of work.
I'm doing it. Well, you know, the sous vide is, I mean, that's hands off. You know, you don't do anything, right? And then the grilling is really, really quick. And if you do all this with a cocktail in your hand, it makes things go much faster.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been known to drink when I cook, so.
Yeah, that's why. That's actually the only reason I cook, to be honest with you, so I can drink while I cook. But give us a call, please, at 504-556-9696. I did score a great reservation at Clancy's this weekend, but I had to cancel. I couldn't find four other folks to go with us. So I hate to pass up that place because it is such a hard ticket to get into. But I certainly didn't want to take up a table if I wasn't going to use it. Which begs the question, how many people out there are doing what Tom said and making reservations? You know, they don't cost anything. They're absolutely free. When you make a reservation, it secures that you have a place. And overall, it's going to give you a much better level of service. I think in the past, when we had to call in to make a reservation, it was a little more difficult, right? You had to call in, hang on the phone, wait for somebody to pick up, they had to go get a book. All of that is gone at most restaurants now. There are apps out there, there's Resy, there's Open Table, there's one more out there that I think, I want to say the Four Seasons might use, but I can't remember the name of it. It doesn't appear that it's been widely adopted yet, and Open Table is definitely the leader of the pack. So they've really taken over. But I mean, it just makes life so easy. And my wife and I try to do this, like we'll do this Friday for next weekend, if we think about it. That way we always have a reservation coming up in the future. And when we do it, we typically always book for four. And inevitably, somebody else will call us and say, hey, you're doing something. Hey, I've already got reservations. And then they come with us. It just makes life a lot easier. And in addition, you also build points. So I think when I went to my Open Table last, I have, oh goodness, over 20,000 points. So that's enough for a $200 gift card. And then you go on, you pick which restaurant you want to go to, and you can actually say, redeem my points. And either electronically to the app, it sends the voucher that allows you to use it when you go to pay the check, or you can physically print it from your computer. Now, it took me about 2 years to get to these 20,000 points, these 200 bucks, but I was making reservations anyway. So now I'll go to the restaurant, and I can be the hoity-toity Don again, the hoity-toity neighbor, and I can, you know, order a real nice bottle of wine that Don doesn't have to pay for. So, just a little on my thoughts about reservations. So, if you make reservations on a regular basis, give us a call. Tell us what you do. Do you call? I know that Stan over at Restawhile, not Restawhile, help me, Tranas, says that every time you book a reservation at Open Table, it costs them a buck. And he's probably right. But I understand that they give them a POS system, you know? So, Ron, are we still down on 9:90 a.m.? We're only streaming right now?
Yes, you're down.
Is that correct?
Yeah, you're
I'm
down.
On the phone.
And we have a call in. I didn't get a name. What's your name, ma'am?
Oh, I don't want to go on the air. I just want to find out what's happening with the show.
Oh, you're on the air right now.
It's an electrical problem.
Yes,
it's not us. It's City of New Orleans. Imagine that. The City of New Orleans has a problem. Shocking.
Okay. Well, sorry. I'm looking forward to your show, so.
Well, do you have a computer? If you have a computer, you can go to WGSO.com and click Listen Live.
Okay, great.
You have a computer?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Nobody calls about food, but they do call about electrical problems. Well, there you go. At least she's out there. She's concerned because she couldn't find us.
We have the most unique show in radio, man, right?
Yeah, that's one adjective you can use. Yeah, that's definitely an adjective. So if you're out there and you're listening to us streaming, please let me know, because now I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing, if somebody's hearing me or not. Obviously, somebody missed us. But if you are out there and you're trying to listen, or you are listening, that number is 556-9696. And you can join the foolishness with us and jump right on in. So, you know, I'm talking about reservations. Now that I'm not going to Clancy's, I don't even know where I'm going. So I've got to figure that out. Got to figure out how many people and where we're going, because anyway. But we'll figure all that good stuff out. I haven't really been anywhere. Well, Medina's, we talked about that last time. Went to Medina's last week, and that's always good. You know, like Marianne says, it's not her favorite. No, it's not this stunning, fantastic restaurant, okay? But it is quintessential New Orleans. It is always good. It's not fantastic, but boy, it's good. You know, you're going for basic stuff. You're going for seafood platters, for po' boys. You know, you're not going to have a, you know, big gastronomic feast. You're going to feed your belly and your soul, so to speak, and that's truly what Mandina's is all about. All right, I think we are going to go to a quick break. It's not a long one, but take it away, Ron, and we will see you on the other side of this break.
I get misty just holding your hand.
Altogether? I don't know. I guess we're not going to a break. Are you still there, Ron?
Just take it. Just take it.
Take it. Yeah, all right, take it. That's okay. No problem at all. And, you know, we are brought to you by Camellia Beans. And I'm very happy to be sponsored by Camellia Beans, celebrating their 100th birthday this year. And it's, you know, I mean, yeah, I guess it is. I mean, I've been around for 55 years, and I cannot remember a time where I didn't see a bag of those beans in either my mother's house or my grandmother's house, you know? You've got that very recognizable little bowl with the little spoon and red beans and rice, and it just seems like it was always there with a little camellia at the top of it. So always seems like it was around. And, you know, they're not just about beans, okay? They're red beans, yes. The quality, they're stellar. They do lima beans. They do baby lima beans. They do navy beans, pinto beans. They've got it all. So if you're looking for beans, even down to split peas, look for Camellia Beans. And, you know, they're also available. If you can't find them locally, you can shop online, or you can even go on Amazon to get some Camellia Beans. So it's already Thursday. Get some in time for next Monday, because, you know, Ron, that's what we all do on Monday here in New Orleans. We eat our red beans and rice.
I know, I sure
Camellia
do.
Beans.
Yes, sir. Listen, you have a caller. Her name is Nancy, so she wants to talk to Don.
Perfect. I love it. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Don. How's it going? Or should I ask?
It's going, Nancy. It's going.
The good news is, those of us listening on computer can hear you loud and clear.
There you go. Is it coming over clear? Because I'm not in the studio. Does it sound like I'm on a phone?
Yeah. Okay. No, it doesn't. It sounds perfect.
Good.
It doesn't sound like last week when I told Marianne, it sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher.
We don't want to sound like that. What's on your mind, Nancy? I like when you call. I'm glad you called me. Thank you.
I just tuned in a minute ago, but I heard you talking about making reservations, and I kind of now I'm mixed on that, because plenty of times I tried doing the open table, and for some reason it doesn't work, and then you call the restaurant and they're wide open. And I'm like, I don't know what the problem. And you can't make like more than six people, I think, at a time on open table. If you want a table for more than six, you can't do that.
So I think what the deal is that each restaurant actually sets their own parameters. So a lot of times when you can't make a reservation and it says nothing's available, and then you call and it's wide open, that means the genius who is in charge of managing the open table software hasn't gone in and opened up any tables.
Okay.
They just didn't do it for some reason. So, yeah, it's not necessarily, I don't think it's an open table issue. I think it's the management's problem.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I usually, if it's a local kind of restaurant, I call the restaurant first. Mm-hmm. And if I can't go through that way, then I do the open table.
Right. Some of them don't even take reservations anymore. I mean, if you try to get in...
Yeah, plenty of them, you have trouble getting them to answer the phone. Because when I heard, what's his name from Trinas?
Stan Meadows.
Stan, say that. Stan when Meadows. We were going to Trinas, I said, well, I'm going to call the place. And it took me like a couple of hours of calling before somebody answered the phone. and then I took my reservation.
You know, whenever you have a larger party, I would always call in anyway. You know?
Yeah.
Because then sometimes you want to sit like in a particular room. Like when I go to Mandina's, you know that, do you go to Mandina's, Nancy? On Canal?
Not regularly. I've been there.
But you're
I like
familiar
being
with
by the window.
With the layout.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that dining room to the right in the back there,
mm-hmm.
like when you headed to the restroom past the bar, I will not sit there under any circumstance, period.
Yeah.
So I will either call or when I walk in, I'll tell them, look, I'll wait 3 hours, but I'm not sitting by, it smells like a restroom. I hate to say it, but it does. It's by the restrooms, and that's what it smells like, and it's like, I'm not sitting there. So a lot of times when you call to make a reservation, you know, you can pick your spot, sort of. Pick your seat, pick your spot where you want to sit. You know?
Right.
What are you cooking tonight, Nancy? You heard about my
cooking. I'm not cooking. I'm going out.
Oh, where are we going?
Well, we are going to an event, to a meeting type thing. So,
okay.
Potato thing. So I won't have any choices. I don't think.
So you
we'll see when we get
you
there.
Have to eat the rug.
Yeah.
You get the rubber.
Yeah.
You get the rubber chicken or the bad fish.
No, I hope not. It's going to be at the Marriott, so I'll call in and critique the Marriott after we do that. Sometimes they're really, really good. I mean, it's kind of a off and on thing with hotels. I find.
I think it depends on how much money you spend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The price point. Cause
yeah.
My wife and I are planning my daughter's wedding. Goodness, it's a year away from here. It's next June. Good God, you ought to see the cost.
So it's pretty much paid for it, in other words.
Yeah, it is like, you try to have a wedding for under $300 a head, God bless you, okay? Because it's not happening.
Yeah.
It's not happening. It's insane. I call them, what's the ballroom? Fulton Alley. So I have a company event in August, and I'll have about 50 people in, and it's a convention, so you're trying to get them to come to your event. You know what I mean? So we said, let's do a happy hour. And I said, let's think of somewhere different. Boy, Fulton Alley would be great. They can come for 2 hours, they can bowl, they can have a cocktail, they have something to eat. By the time I priced this thing out for 2 hours, the booze was $44 a head. The food was $39 a head, plus $25 for each lane and $4 for each shoe rental. I said, I'm up to $100 a head at a bowling alley for 2 hours. I said, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. So if anybody has an idea about where I can have a happy hour in the immediate downtown New Orleans French Quarter area, let us know. I'm looking for somewhere. It's going to be in August. Well, Nancy, I hope you don't get any rubber chicken, and I hope you don't get any fish. What part of town do you live in? Where do you live?
I live in Kenna.
Metairie?
Kenna, bro.
Kenna, bro. Well, let me tell you, if you ever
North
get the
Kenna.
Chance to go to... No, you uptown Kenna. She's uptown Kenna.
I'm North Kenna.
So, if you ever get down to the end of Vets, and you want to really check out a great butcher shop, go check out that McCord's. It's like nothing that I... It's like a throwback. It's just... It's a great resource.
I will do that.
But then, you got to go... Look, you ask for Sam or Jackie and tell them you know Don. I don't know what that's going to get you, but do it.
Let me write that down.
You know?
That'll double the price,
Sam,
right?
Probably, if he put his finger on the scale. You know, when he weighs everything. He's got some great... Now, I have not had them because I have not been eating, but he's got these frozen biscuits in the freezer. One is with sausage and one is with not, and they said they are the best biscuits ever. And the good thing about them is if you just want one biscuit, you know, put in a little toaster oven, you just take out one biscuit. You don't have to cook a dozen biscuits, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, go see him. He's not a sponsor, but he's a good guy. I'm trying to support local business, you know?
Me too. We'll do that.
Trying to help him out. All right, my friend, I appreciate you calling. Have a great day, and good luck
hanging in there. Thanks for helping out.
Hanging in there, darling. You're welcome.
All
take
right.
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So just like Nancy dialed the phone, you too can dial the phone and speak to Don. I don't know how thrilling that's going to be, but give it a whirl. 556-9696. And we're just talking food, and we're talking reservations, and we already talked about sous vide, because a visit from Don Clement on the food show would simply not be complete if I failed to mention sous vide. And I'm doing that for Marianne because I know how much she loves the sous vide, so I like to throw that technique out. So 504-556-9696, where are you eating? Taking a look at nomenu.com right now, and I see that Marianne posted Zia a couple days ago. And he's got those ribs. You ever had those ribs, Ron? Those the Chinese, or they some kind of Asian ribs.
It's the Thai barbecue ribs.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Yeah, they're that's good. Awesome.
Oh, those grits are good too.
I never had the grits. I always for a side dish I do the red beans and rice.
See, that's a true norm guy right there. His grandma, your grandma taught you right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, grandma taught you right. And, you know, we talked about beans last time when we were in the studio, I think. And, boy, I go to the Dornax. Listen to me. I go to the Dornax. That's where I make most of my groceries. And I always buy, Ron, those smoked ham hocks. And I'll throw those in with the beans till everything falls off of them, you know? I like that little smoke flavor in my camellia beans. I like that. A little smoky flavor there. Of course, now I want ribs, you know? And look, let's face it, ribs are not something you can just wake up and say, hey, I want to make ribs today. No, that's not the way ribs work.
You're a man after my own heart because I do the same thing. I'll go and get a ham hock or two. And when I do my beans every
I
Monday.
I love that.
Yeah. I put mm-hmm. it, yeah. So,
now, do you use pickle meat as well, or just the ham hocks and the sausage?
I use pickle meat as well. And I
love pickle meat.
Also use what is it? I try to negate the pork a little bit. I'll use beef sausage instead of pork sausage.
Now, I've never done beef sausage. How does that come out? Okay,
it gives it a different flavor. It gives it a little different flavor than normal sausage. Yeah.
Huh. I'm gonna have to try that. But boy, that ham hock, oh man, that is, and they're cheap.
Yeah, they are.
Ham hocks are cheap.
And you got a caller. You got a caller too, man. So
awesome. All right.
And his name is
Steve. Welcome to the food show, Steve. How are you, my friend?
What up, Don? Did you run Patty off?
I got rid of her. That was easy. That didn't take long. It was all part of my diabolical plan.
Yeah, you're taking over the world.
I'm taking over the world. I'm on television. I'm on radio. I'm on podcasts. You just look out, world. Here I am.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, a couple things. Thanks to you, tomorrow night we are having fried speckled trout with my wife. Just went to the store and bought 8 Creole tomatoes, avocados, feta cheese, onions, and, well, we have balsamic vinegar. And that's going to be our vegetable with fried speckled trout.
That, you cannot mess that up. I mean, that's going to be perfect.
God, no.
You can't mess that up. And so sort of like a little Greek tomato salad and a salad of the fried speckled trout is what it sounds like with the feta?
Yeah. Well, we were laughing because I told her she was looking at the grocery shop yesterday, and Walmart didn't have, they only said was slicing tomatoes. And I said, ooh, Don said Rouse's has the real deal. And she just left and went and got whatever that guy's name is from. Yeah.
Radasta.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And she bought those and she said, they're real. They are real.
They're real. Like Marianne said, the minute you slice into them, you can smell it. You can just smell. You know?
Right. Right.
So
we ate one last night when she got home, and we were going to do it today. Mm-hmm. Today we're trying something new, and I called a friend of mine the other day, hassling about it. You've eaten the real ramen, right?
The real what?
Ramen.
Like noodles?
Yeah, but this isn't the 50-cent packages anymore, brother. These real restaurants are doing ramen. There are restaurants that are Japanese restaurants that that's what they're focusing on is ramen.
Well, how is that different than pho? And that sound you hear in the back, I'm making a cup of coffee. That's the little machine you hear. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I don't know. We're going to try it. A friend of mine was ranting and raving about him the other day, and so I called him up last night, and it's $14 a bowl for these ramens, but they got meat and all this stuff in them. So I called him up, and I said, Chris, you owe me $42 plus tax if this stuff's
bad. If this stuff's bad, you're buying.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the name of it? Where is it?
Well, we're going to a little place over here called Zen. Z-I-N, I think. Maybe Z-E-N, I don't know.
We got news, guys. We're cut it out.
We got news. Hang around, Steve.
I'll hold on.
We'll catch you on the other side. Thank you.
All right.
Let's go to the news.
For years.
How much it needs to be eliminated, how much it hurts businesses that have and want to move more capital and more assets to Louisiana without it being taxed.
The Legislative Fiscal Office says phasing out the tax would cost the state up to $163 million per year over the four-year phase-out. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of black voters over majority black congressional districts in Alabama, which means Alabama will have to create another majority black congressional district. A similar case against Louisiana's congressional maps was pending the ruling in Alabama. The ruling was a surprise in which Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh ruled with the court's three liberal judges. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
I'm Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan. There are four steps you should take now to prepare for hurricane season. Secure a flood policy from the National Flood Insurance Program through your agent or at floodsmart.gov. Check your homeowner's policy for your hurricane deductible to see what you will pay before coverage kicks in. Take photos and video of your property before a storm hits. Make an evacuation plan and take your insurance policy with you when you evacuate. For help, call us at 800-259-5300 or visit ldi.la.gov.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
When you're awake, the things you think come from the dreams you dream. Thought has wings, and lots of things are seldom what they seem.
And welcome back to the Food Show, where you're listening to Don Clement, the gourmet neighbor. Tom is resting in the hospital, and I'm happy to say that he is doing very well. And we're going to give you credit for those thoughts and prayers, because those things definitely help, guys. Keep them in mind, please. And I'm chatting with Steve, who is going to eat tonight or tomorrow at Zen in Mandeville. I just pulled it up. It looks pretty cool.
It is good. It is good. We like the place. My wife and I would be wealthy people if we hadn't fell in love with sushi. Sushi's expensive, but it's delicious. I love it. You don't like it much, do you? Or you haven't even tried it?
No, I've tried it. I think it's a textural thing. You know, I think it's been used. I need to go back with somebody like you who knows what to eat and what not to eat and who can explain it to me.
Right, you know? Right. Well, what I recommend people do is start off with the rolls before you go to the real sushi. Now, a lot of the rolls you can get, most of the stuff is cooked. And you can even go there to start, you know, but just get the lay of the land. But one of the first things I started off with was snow crab rolls. And the snow crab is prepared. It's, you know,
right. It's hard to get meat out of a live crab.
Yeah, right. But I mean, you know, the salmon, the tuna, the shrimp, the all of these different fish that they have. I mean, they are raw as raw can be, but they're delicious. I'm sorry, it's, you know.
Well, I'm gonna try it. They're beautiful.
Oh yeah,
I said they're beautiful. You know, I've been to parties where, you know, where they cater it, and they put them out on these mirrored tiles, and they just look so pretty.
Yeah, right, right. Well, it is delicious. It's not one of these things that it's a real potent taste that's going to jump up, slap you in the face, and that's one of the things that's good about it. I mean, you definitely taste the fish, but I mean, it's not, you go, oh, this tastes fishy. No, it doesn't. It's, you know,
Do you eat the eel?
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it. And the one thing I won't eat anymore, and I've eaten it before, was octopus. It's just too chewy.
I agree. Not a fan of octopus. And I don't care how you cook it, it's chewy. It's just,
I agree.
You eat it raw,
I agree.
And it cooked.
But most of the stuff that I can eat cooked, I will eat raw. And, I mean, I tell you what, I'll eat raw. A friend of mine and I and his wife and my wife got together and bought a whole beef loin, whole filet.
Uh-huh.
And he and I were sitting outside barbecuing, and his wife walked out, and she goes, "Where's the rest of the filet?" And Mike and I just started laughing. We were eating it. Just a piece of filet, freaking raw, is outstanding. Now, I like my meat. When I cook, I take it off the oven. When I take it off the frying pan at 95 degrees.
Oh, that's raw.
Yes. Now, it will go up a little bit, you know, after that point, but I'm eating it probably 100 to 105 degrees.
Wow. So, I mean, to give you an idea, I cook it to 129, and then I take it off and sear it to 134.
Yeah, now, that's medium rare.
Yeah.
You know, and that's Susan and I always laugh when we go to a restaurant and we order a steak. We'll say rare. And the guy will go, okay. And I said, no, I'm serious. I said, I have never sent a steak back because it was too rare. I have sent steaks back because they were too well done. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, and to each their own. I went to a restaurant. I will not mention the name, but I will tell you if we meet in public. But my stepfather ordered a well-done ribeye, and I went, oh, Potts. And the waiter at the restaurant that my wife and I go to quite a bit, the waiter kind of nudged me, and my stepfather was still warning. And at the end of the meal, my wife looked at the check, and she goes, something ain't right. And my stepfather walked away to go to the bathroom, and the waiter comes over, and we said something. He goes, I can't charge you for a well-done steak.
I love that.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
Even he was embarrassed.
Well, he was, but he knew how much it offended me, you know. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to change the name of the steak because these bozos that like well-done steaks are going to go over there and think maybe they'll get a steak for free. Well, I'll have to make a good steak.
Yeah.
you know, I'm a good customer, but I'll never forget I can't charge you for a well-done steak.
So let me ask you, you've heard my Bourdain story, right, Anthony Bourdain?
I'm not sure.
Have you heard me tell that? So in his book, and I can't, the name escapes me at the moment, Kitchen Confidential, he wrote about when they were, you know, they're all responsible for their own mise en place.
I did.
And basically what they said was, you don't want to throw anything away because it comes out of your pay, right? So they would keep those fillets and keep the steaks so they were literally going bad. And when some idiot came in and ordered a well-done steak, they literally cut the green off of it, burned that sucker, butterflied it, and brought it to them because they didn't know any better anyway. They didn't know any better.
I told Patty a joke the other day. I don't think you got to hear it, but this guy from New Orleans walks into a hotel restroom at about 9 o'clock in the morning and says, "I want a dry martini." And when I say dry, I mean dry. And the guy says, "Sir, it's 9 o'clock in the morning." And he goes, "Oh yeah, okay." And I go, "Give me some toast with that."
I love that. Why can't you drink at 9 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know.
I didn't know there were any rules. We have rules now. I've got a lot of rules, but that rule escapes me.
Yeah.
If you're not working, you're not driving, knock your lights out.
Yeah. Well, that's New Orleans for you, huh?
That's New Orleans, darling. I have a little toast with it.
Like they say, cirrhosis in the liver is natural causes here, you know?
Natural causes, yes. I'm already put my name on the transplant list, just in case. So
yeah.
Just in case. You never know.
All right. Well, Tom's doing better?
Yes. He is definitely improving. And what happened was the doctors that Marianne was waiting to speak to, of course, guess which time they show up, which is why I'm home. They show up at 1:55.
Right.
So that's why I'm not in studio. This was just last minute. So anyway.
Right. Okay. Well, why don't you let Patty come back?
I'm gonna see. If she's really nice to me, I'll do. I like Ron though, you know. I don't know. Patty's mean to me.
You know, Patty is the nicest person in the business since Morgus the Magnificent.
She is. She's a sweetheart. She's a very, very good person, but she knows her stuff, for sure.
But I can see she kind of rides herd over people, and, you know, and she keeps her finger on the dump button when I call, you know, because she knows.
She does that with me, too. You know?
But think about letting her come back.
All right, I'll see what I can do. I'll let you know. Stay tuned. All right. Come on Saturday, you'll find out if she's there or not.
I'll persuade him.
Later, bud.
All right, Ron's gonna persuade me. I'll persuade him. That.
All right. See you later, Ron. You too,
thank
Ron.
Thank you, Steve. Good right. talking to you. If you want to give us a call, you can do it at 556-9696. You're listening to The Food Show, brought to you by Porter and Luke's. And Porter and Luke's is a great place because you can do everything from typical New Orleans Creole food to, you know, pasta and red gravy, you name it, they've got it. And I know I've talked about it almost every time I do this spot, but one of the things that I like best is their salad selection because they actually have a salad selection. They don't just have a house salad, or a Caesar salad. They've got like 8 different salads on that list. And when you're looking for lunch, and it's 100 degrees outside, as it's already coming to be, sometimes you want something nice and cool. And, shrimp and avocado salad, a Cobb salad, a triple wedge, a Caesar, a side Caesar, a large house. The Crayola is a great salad. So what you got, Ron, is some mixed greens. They top it with a ton of jumbo lump crab meat, some Gulf shrimp, a little caramelized andouille that's diced up, a little diced red onion, some chopped eggs, tomatoes, and that's served with a Creole tomato dressing. So check out Porter and Luke's. If you can't find something at Porter and Luke's to feed everybody, you're just not hungry. make a reservation, you can give them a call at 504-875-4555. They're at 1517 Metairie Road, as we affectionately call it, the Oakland Heart Shopping Center, right there by Conseco's where Ace Hardware used to be. Porter and Luke's. All right. Give us a call, guys, at 556-9696. I would love to talk to you. We've already talked to Nancy. We talked to Steve, which is always a pleasure. I wish Michael 75 would call me because I know he's got some public service announcements. He's just dying to get out there. And I would love to hear him. I miss those because he always had some really cool ideas, you know? Tell me what you're cooking today. You're going to eat. It's already Thursday, so you should pretty much... Of course, now all the dogs are chiming in today. I feel like I'm at Marianne's at the Coolwater Ranch with the dogs.
Got to go to a break,
but,
too.
Yeah, all right, guys, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you on the other side here of the Food Show here at WGSO 990 AM.
The Crescent City Steakhouse has been a favorite since the first time I discovered it on Mardi Gras Day. This old-fashioned steakhouse hasn't changed much since it opened in 1934. I love the steaks. Here is prime beef, dry-aged in-house, a great T-bone or porterhouse steak. The Vojkovich family has welcomed generations of locals to this special place, and they'd love to welcome you. Crescent City Steakhouse, 1001 North Broad, 821-3271. When you're awake, the things you think come from the dreams you dream. Thought has wings, and lots of things are never what they seem.
So do you ever think about that line, Ron, that Tom just sang? When you're awake, the things you think come from the dreams you dream. Think about that. That's why I think such weird damn things.
I do. And, you know, I do. And I'm like, I wonder what that means. I haven't figured it out yet. Yeah. I will eventually.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, maybe this time next year we'll have that figured out. But
yeah, we'll revisit this conversation. This time next year.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. If we're still here, if we're the way things are going, who knows?
There you go.
I don't know. I mean, with the world, not the show, the world.
Right.
Anyway, you can give us a call here at the Food Show at 556-9696. And I did pull up Tom's almanac today. And it says, well, this was actually yesterday. And if she talked about this, I think she did. Did she talk about National Ice Cream Day? I think she did. I don't want to revisit National Ice Cream Day. You eat a lot of ice cream, Ron?
Yes. Too much.
But I don't eat any ice cream. I mean...
Really?
It's not that I don't like ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's just not something that... I'm not really a sweet... Look, if I had ice cream or a bag of Doritos, I'm going to go for the bag of Doritos every time.
So you're a more savory person, is what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, people have other words for me, but yes, you can use the word savory. I'm savory, all right.
Right.
Yeah, I like the salt component of food.
Right.
You know?
And see, so, I'm just the opposite, so, yeah.
You're a sweet guy.
Yeah, as we say in New Orleans, pralines and cream, so that's my favorite ice cream.
That's your go-to?
Yeah, and Patty just put me on the one from Bluebell with the Dr. Pepper flavor.
Oh, yeah, the Dr. Pepper flavor?
Yeah, that is good, yeah.
You got to stop talking to Patty because she's a bad influence, Patty. You know, we need to know another thing to eat, you know? Of course, that's all we do here is talk to she's a sweetheart. That's all we do is talk and eat food here. That's, you know the ice cream I miss, and maybe it's like Tom said, and maybe if I had it today, it wouldn't be as good as I remembered it years ago. But I used to love the Brown's Velvet chocolate ice cream. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And also the cherry vanilla.
Yes.
From Brown's
Velvet. And remember the ice cream when you go to a birthday party and they'd be in those little bitty the Brown's Velvet blue cups.
Yeah.
Individual cups.
With the wooden spoon?
Yes, the wooden spoon.
Yes, I do.
And half the time, all we're doing is tasting a piece of wood, and we loved it. It's like, oh, this wood is great.
Right, the spoon always did taste better.
Yeah, it did. The spoon always tasted better. And I knew that Bluebell does cups, but I'm pretty sure they don't do wooden spoons anymore.
No, that's passé.
I guess then you got to get a plastic. But, you know, at least the wooden spoon deteriorates. You know, the plastic spoon's going to be here for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. The wooden spoon deteriorates and crumbles up, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you could, or you could save it, like you say, popsicle stick and build a little house or something, mm-hmm. you know? Something like that. Anyway, if you have any favorite ice cream that you remember, give us a call, 504-556-9696. I'm not like a Ben and Jerry's kind of fan. That's not my thing. It's just like it's kind of too much. You know what I mean? You like that?
I'm Bluebell all the way. I think Ben and Jerry's is really a more northern thing. I could be wrong about that. I don't know.
The West Coast, I
West
think.
Coast, yeah.
Which, yeah, that probably explains why I don't like it.
Right.
I don't like most things on the West Coast, but anyway, long story. But anyway, give us a shout here on the Food Show, 504-556-9696. I would love to know where you're eating. Or if you've eaten somewhere. You know, we used to get calls all the time with people giving reports on where they ate. And that was really the most interesting part of the show because, you know, we live in a world now where anybody can go online and they can put up a review about anybody. And it's really a shame because sometimes a lot of these restaurants get a bad rap. And somebody just had one experience, and you cannot tell by reading something, like you read an email, you can't tell what that person's tone was. So calling up, telling us what your experience is, and letting us kind of go back and forth and try to figure out, you know, what happened here, how the wheels come off, maybe it was a great experience. But either way, it's just much more interesting when we talk about food than just reading about food. And that is what we do here. We talk about food and what we're cooking. So I will let you know, Ron, how I'm debating on the purple sweet potatoes, whether I want to bake them or do I want to mash them. I'm probably thinking calorically it's better just to eat them baked.
Or you can make a casserole.
Oh, I have two of them. There's just two of us.
Okay, so...
But I do like them roasted, too. Like, you cut them up in cubes, mm-hmm. and you roast them.
I've never had
that. I like
that
with a little brown. Oh, yeah, you put a little honey mm-hmm. and a little brown sugar, maybe a little cinnamon, a little salt, and you wait until, like, those edges get just that little bit of char on them, and they start to caramelize. It's good.
Now, what I did...
It's really good.
What I was introduced to was the sweet potato fries. I like those.
My wife likes those. I'm not a fan. I don't know why, because I like sweet potatoes, but I'll eat them if they're there, but I'd much rather a regular old fry.
Right.
Yeah, and they come out good. Do you have an air fryer?
Yes, I do. It's a single man's best appliance. Yes.
I mean, have you ever done fresh sweet potatoes in there? I mean, sweet potato fries?
I've never done sweet potato fries in the air fryer, but I've done regular fries in the air fryer. 15 minutes, boom, you're done.
Yeah. We've even done, when we were really strict about low carb, and you wanted to, now it doesn't taste like a French fry, so when I tell you to go do this, please don't call us tomorrow and say, Don is a fool, because this does not taste like a French fry, because it will not taste like a French fry, okay?
What is it?
But it resembles it. A turnip. And you take a turnip, okay. and you peel it, and you cut it into little baton-shaped fries. I toss them in a little olive oil, a little salt, a little pepper, a little garlic powder, and I put them in the air fryer for like 10 minutes at 450, and then flip them, and they really come out good. I like them.
Now, you can also do eggplant in the air fryer, too, like fried eggplant?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I really haven't had anything bad. I love mine. I know we've talked about it. Mine's the Braava oven. It cooks with light, and it basically replaces 8 different appliances. And I mean, it puts out very little heat. And let me tell you, it makes the best damn grilled cheese sandwich you'll ever eat.
Now, I will say
this.
Mean
toast.
I put patty on honey buns in the air fryer. If you go get a box of honey buns, just your regular honey buns, you put them in the air fryer for a couple of minutes, and it's life changing.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You go back up.
That's the kid in me, man. That's the kid in me.
So you just go get a regular honey bun.
Yes, sir.
And you put it on a flat tray. And what temperature do you put this in at?
I usually do it
300, 350?
300. And I think not even 10 minutes, more like 3 minutes. And it comes out perfect.
Huh. You know, as a kid, we used to do that with stale king cake.
Really?
We used to wrap it in a wet paper towel and put it in a microwave for like 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And it would really resurrect it. You know?
Really? Okay.
I had a friend that used to take out the Randazzo's king cake covered in that cream cheese icing, and he would slather butter on the bottom of it.
Okay. That's cholesterol.
Yeah, let that sink in for a minute. Butter. And then look at him. What the hell are you doing? But he did it all the time. He said his whole family did it. And in retrospect, as I look back, his family was a little crazy. So there you go.
Okay.
But he used to put butter on it.
That explains a lot.
Butter. So we're coming up on the end of the first hour, but you know you can call us, and because we're going to have a whole another hour to talk about just nothing here at the Food Show at 556-9696. Tell me where you've been eating. Where are you thinking about going? Do you need an idea? Maybe you want to know where to go. Better yet, what I'm really good at, Ron, is telling you where not to go, and I can back it up. So let me know.
I can co-sign.
Yeah. There you go. You can co-sign on that. We got the street creds for that, so give us a call. And I'm trying to think, Ron. I'm craving chicken for some reason. Fried chicken.
I baked chicken.
We're talking about fried chicken.
I baked chicken yesterday. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did.
Whole chicken, or you?
I did. I went to the store and I got a pack of chicken thighs, cleaned them up real well, and seasoned them, and put them in the oven for an hour. A little over an hour, and they came out falling off the bone. I did that with a side of rice and some peas.
Nice.
Basic meal.
Yeah, I miss rice. I miss rice so much. I really do.
Jasmine rice.
And
jasmine rice is better for you.
Well, you know what I haven't had in ages is just a regular old pot roast with rice, brown gravy, and some lasur peas.
I had that,
so simple.
Last week, Last week.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. With roast on the side.
The only thing that makes it better, Ron, is a couple of slices of that really, really fresh white bunny bread, and you can slather on some butter.
Yes.
Some lentils, you know, that's New Orleans on a plate right there.
That's good.
You know? I mean, that is quintessential New Orleans. But now, I'm not supposed to be hungry, and I'm hungry now, Ron. I got to stop talking about this. I don't know what to talk about, but... God, man, you know, roast is something that's so easy. I feel that we've gotten away from a lot of things that we used to eat, you know, or used to cook. And I would like to think that of all places, New Orleans has probably hung on to more of those traditions, you know? And like we talked about beans, like we talked about roast, pot roast, like we talked about... anything that takes a while to cook is what we do well here. And I know we're all busy and we've all got things to do, but I hope that young families are imparting that to their children. We always ate together when we were children. My children all together with us. You know, my wife and I were talking the other day. Her father was a policeman, and he worked, you know, very odd shifts. And he would be sleeping during the day, and then when it was dinner time, he would always set an alarm, wake up, come sit at that table, and eat with that family. So I just think we're getting away from that, and that's a very big part of growing up and who we are. And if you think about it, eating with someone, or if you want to stretch that to breaking bread with someone, is pretty much one of the most intimate things that you can do with somebody else. So, you know, whether you're dining at home or you're dining out, I hope that you're doing it. And cooking's a good thing. Cooking's a great thing to pass on to your kids, too. It's a great activity with kids. It's a great way to teach them everything from math to how, you know, techniques to taste. It's a great way to teach a young person. So teach a young person to cook if you've got one out there. I bet your grandmother taught you to cook, Ron.
Yes, she did. In her exact words to me were, she said, I'm going to teach you how to cook because, you know, a woman is not going to do it for you. That's my grandmother.
See that?
Yeah.
And she's right.
And I spent a lot of time with, I talked to Marianne about my grandmother and my grandparents all the time. And, you know, I've learned everything. The only thing that I really haven't picked up yet is baking. So I'm still working on that, but I do know how to cook.
Yeah,
pretty good.
I can't help you. You know the thing with baking? Find somebody that you like, a cookbook.
Okay.
Find a baker that you like, and weigh everything. So if whatever the dry ingredient, if it's flour, weigh it. because we have so much humidity here.
Right.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back to the Food Show here at 9:90 a.m. and WGSO.com. Give us a call. It's time for the news.
News, I'm Dave Collins. Forecasters say Canadian wildfire smoke in the northeast U.S. could be lifting before the end of the day. The governors of New York and New Jersey say Canadian wildfires are a sure sign of climate change.
Climate change is here, and unfortunately, this is our new reality.
We're living in an era of extreme weather, statement of fact, and we're going to continue doing what we can to help do our part.
Governor Murphy and Governor Hochul. The FAA is still delaying flights into New York and New Jersey area. LaGuardia Airport's ground stop has been downgraded to a ground delay, and Philadelphia International Airport's ground stop was lifted this morning. Ukrainian forces are pushing forward in a long-awaited counteroffensive. Ukrainians have reportedly struck from four different directions in the Zaporizhia region. Russia's defense minister claims Russian forces are resisting and that Ukraine lost up to 1,500 troops. Pat Robertson, a televangelist pioneer, has died. Rich Johnson has more.
Ordained a Southern Baptist minister in 1961, Marion Gordon Robertson had already realized the power of television in preaching the gospel, forming the Christian Broadcasting Network the year before. It's now seen around the world, translated into more than 70 languages. Its signature program, the 700 Club, is still on. In 1988, Robertson ran for the Republican presidential nomination, which led him to found the Christian Coalition to support conservative candidates. No word on the cause of death. Pat Robertson was 93.
The man suspected in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is now in FBI custody. Joran Vandersloot is en route from Peru to Alabama, where he'll face fraud and extortion charges related to Holloway's disappearance. In 2005, Natalie Holloway disappeared during a trip to Aruba, and her body has never been found. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
At least two people are hurt after a shooting at a carnival in Alpharetta, Georgia, just a half-hour drive north of Atlanta. Police responded to calls of shots fired last night around 7 p.m. local time. The condition of both victims is unknown, but one was airlifted and the other was taken by ambulance to a local hospital. California's Republican leaders speaking out after Florida paid for two plane loads of migrants to be brought to Sacramento. California GOP Chair Jessica Patterson speaks about Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom threatening criminal charges against Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, even after Florida said the 36 migrants willingly got on the plane.
Once he saw that the individuals that were coming here wanted to and were excited to. And so it's interesting to see him walk back some of those comments, considering, you know, he came off a little aggressive.
DeSantis said as long as there are open borders, sanctuary states like California should bear the responsibility.
air quality alerts in effect through the area. Chance for those storms and heat. Early sunshine today is going to be heating up close to about 90 to low 90s. That'll be enough to trigger some thunderstorms. Otherwise, the atmosphere is not that unstable. So about 30% for the afternoon today. 30% early tonight ending. In the morning tomorrow, 70s with a sunny start again. Following that, scattered thunderstorms developing around low 90s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Welcome back to this food show here on 990 AM and WGSO.com. And I think in this half hour, we are going to have a guest from the Tomato Festival. Am I right, Ron?
Yes, her name is Michelle Michonne, and she's on with us right now, so you can take her.
Awesome. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, how's it going?
It is going well. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. We're getting geared up for the weekend. The Tomato Fest is in the French Market this Saturday and Sunday, so it's go time for us planning it for all of our food vendors.
I know. I've got your website up here, and I'm getting hungry just looking at this stuff. I mean, you've got a lot of good food here.
Yeah, we've got some familiar names, Miss Linda. The Yakima Lady is going to be there. Carmel, which is in the CBD, they have a booth. Cafe Racine, which has moved since COVID to just do catering, they're back for another year.
Hey, Don, did we lose her? Hello?
A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities in Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities in Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesinschools.org.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Care Restaurant and Supply has reopened for you to come in and shop. Care has all the wipes, gloves, and sanitizing supplies that you may need, and face masks. They have a great selection of takeout containers, too. Call Billy to help you plan the renovation of your kitchen or dining room. Home cooks will find a great selection of kitchen tools, too. Hours are 8 to 4 weekdays right now. Buy local. Our city depends on it. Care Hotel and Restaurant Supply. Call 482-0294. 4815 Conti. Keith Young's Steakhouse on the North Shore in Madisonville is everything anyone thinks of when a steakhouse comes to mind. The environment is elegant and handsome. The service staff is knowledgeable, attentive, and friendly. And most important, the steaks are superb. The steakhouse sides are also great. Keith Young's Steakhouse, 165 Highway 21, Madisonville, 985-845-9940.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to The Food Show on WGSO 990 AM. I'm Patty Burneman. I'm here with Don Clement. Mary Ann Fitzmaurice is still out. Tom is in the hospital, and she asked me to ask all of his fans and listeners to send some healing prayers up for Tom, and we hope she'll be back by Monday. So, hi, Don.
Hello, it's the weekend already.
Yeah, TGIF.
Wow, it goes quick. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes it seems like when you're off on that Monday for a holiday, a three-day weekend.
It threw off the whole weekend for me.
And then work, everything's like jammed up and you got to get it done in 4 days and not 5 days. But it doesn't matter. We're all good.
Mm-hmm.
We're all good. So again, prayers to Tom and prayers to Tom. We're gonna be fine. So today, I'm scratching my head, thinking, where am I gonna go for lunch? And Shannon says, "Boy, I really feel like a good salad." Now, think about that for a minute. When I tell you a good salad, where?
It's hard. It's hard. It really is.
It really is hard. Unless you want a Greek salad, you can find Greek salads.
Yeah, they're usually pretty freshly made.
Yeah, but that's it. So I said, "Wait a minute. What about our sponsor on the food show?" You know? So we got in the car. We went over to Porter and Luke's. And when you pull up that menu, I know Marianne always talks about the triple wedge.
Yes.
Shannon got that. It was delicious.
Was it?
Okay.
Okay.
They've got like 6 to 8 salads on that menu.
Really?
Yeah. And they are big, big, healthy salads. So the triple wedge was great. They had 3 huge boiled shrimp on top of the remoulade wedge.
Mm-hmm.
And the really cool thing was they were cold, but they were boiled in crab oil.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Shannon
so
said you could
good.
Taste that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it came through. The other wedge had crab meat on top. And then the other wedge had 5 or 6 really nicely sized fried oysters. Not the big ones, but
Oh, wow.
And it was like $19. And it's a big salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was boring. I just got the grilled chicken on mixed greens, but it was with a huge tomato. And I thought of Marianne because she says she can never get a good tomato. Well, I'm going to tell you, that tomato was delicious.
A good tomato?
It was a good tomato. Mm-hmm. And it was really delicious. And I think that was $16. And it was really a big, big entree salad.
Yeah, I saw the picture of it. It was a big piece of chicken.
It's a big piece of chicken. It was really good. The dressing was good. They also do that, I forgot who makes it, that Creole tomato dressing is one of their options.
Oh, yeah.
Is it salad?
No, I think it's Cousins.
It is Cousins.
Cousins.
That's really good. That's really good. Yeah, but that's Porter and Luke. So you don't have to get anything really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You can get something nice and light. The summer's here. And they probably have more salad options than anybody I can think of.
I love the idea of that triple wedge. Was it a red or a white remoulade sauce? You remember?
It was pink.
Pink.
I think.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because they were all sort of together, and I was just, I don't know. But it was, I thought it was reasonably priced. I think that that their servers are great. I can't remember her name, but they don't miss a trick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're right. They're Johnny on the spot. It's really a cool place. So whether you're in Metairie or you might want to make a road trip, that's Porter and Luke's on Metairie Road in the Oakwin Heart Strip Mall right there by Oakwin Heart. So you can't miss it. Can't miss
it. I'm glad Porter you enjoyed it.
Yeah, you got to get out there.
Are your dinner plans this weekend?
So dinner plans, we are meeting friends tonight. Again, Marianne would love this at Mandina's.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say,
I like Mandina's.
I love Mandina's. And I know we have some callers who call in and they love Mandina's.
Mm-hmm.
So they share my affinity for
them. Yeah, I think so.
It just, it makes me all warm and fuzzy. It feels like
Orleans.
Well,
it's old New Orleans.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is.
It's quintessential New Orleans.
Yes, yes.
And no, is it the best food? No, it's not the best, but it's good.
But it's good.
It's good. And it
mm-hmm.
you know, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to, I think I said it yesterday, Desi Vega on St. Charles.
Yeah, for your daughter's birthday.
Daughter's birthday. Then Sunday, we did make a reservation after the theater at Dominica.
Oh, okay.
Now, how I do all this and still lose weight is crazy, but I just don't eat.
I
just go and watch people eat. Anyway.
I forgot about Dominica because they're open late.
Yeah, they're open
in the
late.
Hotel.
They might be open till 11.
11, yeah.
I'm not sure. But that's a good place because it'll be late. And you can just get a few little apps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, skip the pizza. The pizza's too heavy for me at night.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about their pizza.
I'm not either.
Not
crazy about it.
You know, it's good, but the other things are really good.
I love that big charcuterie board they do.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's really good. So give us a call here at 556-9696. Would love to hear what you are doing this weekend. Where are you eating? Do you have plans? Are you cooking? We're getting into the...
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madame, with you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to The Food Show on WGSO 990 AM. I'm Patty Burnham. I'm here with Don Clement. Mary Ann Fitzmaurice is still out. Tom is in the hospital, and she asked me to ask all of his fans and listeners to send some healing prayers up for Tom. And we hope she'll be back by Monday. So hi, Don.
Hello. It's the weekend already.
Yeah, TGIF.
Wow. It goes quick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it seems like when you're off on that Monday for a holiday, a three-day weekend.
It's just, threw off the whole weekend for me.
And then work, everything's like jammed up and you got to get it done in 4 days and not 5 days. But it doesn't matter. We're all good.
Mm-hmm.
We're all good. So, again, prayers to Tom and prayers to Tom. We're going to be fine.
Yes.
be fine. So today, I'm scratching my head thinking, where am I going to go for lunch? And Shannon says, boy, I really feel like a good salad. Now think about that for a minute. When I tell you a good salad, where?
Yeah,
it's hard.
It's hard. It really is.
It really is hard. Unless you want a Greek salad. You can find Greek salads.
Yeah, they're usually pretty freshly made.
Yeah, but that's it. So I said, wait a minute. What about our sponsor on the food show? You know? So we got in the car. We went over to Porter and Luke's. And when you pull up that menu, I know Marianne always talks about the triple wedge.
Yes.
Shannon got that. It was delicious.
Was it?
Okay.
Okay.
They've got like 6 to 8 salads on that menu.
Really?
Yeah. And they are big, big, healthy salads. So the triple wedge was great. They had 3 huge boiled shrimp on top of the remoulade wedge.
Mm-hmm.
And the really cool thing was they were cold, but they were boiled in crab oil.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Shannon said you could taste that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it came through. The other wedge had crab meat on top. And then the other wedge had 5 or 6 really nicely sized fried oysters. Not the big ones, but
Oh, wow.
And it was like $19. Mm. And it's a big salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was boring. I just got the grilled chicken on mixed greens, but it was with a huge tomato. And I thought of Marianne because she says she can never get a good tomato. Well, I'm going to tell you, that tomato was delicious.
A good tomato?
It was a good tomato. Mm-hmm. And it was really delicious. And I think that was $16. And it was really a big, big entree salad.
Yeah, I saw the picture of it. It was a big piece of chicken.
Yeah, it's a big piece of chicken. It was really good. The dressing was good. They also do that, I forgot who makes it, that Creole tomato dressing is one of their options.
Oh, yeah.
Is it salad?
No, I think it's Cousins.
It is Cousins.
Cousins.
That's really good. That's really good. Yeah, but that's Porter and Luke, so you don't have to get anything really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You can get something nice and light. The summer's here, and they probably have more salad options than anybody I can think of.
I love the idea of that triple wedge. Was it a red or a white remoulade sauce? You remember?
It was pink.
Pink.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because they were all sort of together, and I was just, I don't know. But it was, I thought it was reasonably priced. I think that that their servers are great. I can't remember her name, but they don't miss a trick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're right. They're Johnny on the spot. It's really a cool place. So whether you're in Metairie or you might want to make a road trip, that's Porter and Luke's on Metairie Road in the Oakwin Heart Strip Mall, right there by Oakwin Heart. So you can't miss it.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, you got to get out there.
Are your dinner plans this weekend?
So dinner plans, we are meeting friends tonight. Again, Marianne would love this at Mandina's.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, I
like Mandina's.
I love Mandina's. And I know we have some callers who call in and they love Mandina's.
Mm-hmm.
So they share my affinity for
them. Yeah, I think so.
It just, it makes me all warm and fuzzy. It feels like New Orleans.
Well, it's old New Orleans. Yeah, I mean, it really is.
It's quintessential New Orleans.
Yes, yes.
And no, is it the best food? No, it's not the best, but it's good.
But it's good.
It's good. And anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to, I think I said it yesterday, Desi Vega on St. Charles.
Yeah, for your daughter's birthday.
Daughter's birthday. Then Sunday, we did make a reservation after the theater at Dominica.
Oh, okay.
Now, how I do all this and still lose weight is crazy, but I just don't eat.
I just go and
watch people eat. Anyway.
I forgot about Dominica because they're open late.
Yeah, they're open
in the
late.
Hotel.
They might be open until 11.
11, yeah.
I'm not sure. But that's a good place because it'll be late. And you can just get a few little apps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, skip the pizza. The pizza's too heavy for me at night.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about their pizza.
I'm not either.
I had it, but...
Not crazy about it.
You know, it's good, but the other things are really good.
I love that big charcuterie board they do.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's really good. So give us a call here at 556-9696. Would love to hear what you are doing this weekend. Where are you eating? Do you have plans? Are you cooking? We're getting into the heat of the summer already.
Boy, we are.
What's with this? We get first day of hurricane season, and we've got the second tropical storm?
Yeah.
Look, I'm leaving on the 28th. I don't know, hurricane or not. Okay, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, Monday on the show, we have Matt Renazza, who is a Creole tomato farmer.
Mm.
And he has been keeping me up to date because he knows I'm always on the lookout for Creole tomatoes. There's nothing
so
like a Creole
good.
Tomato.
No.
And he's had a really good crop. He said so far he's picked 1,350 20-pound crates.
Wow.
And they're in
even
all
with the
local,
cold, even with that little cold snap.
Even with the little cold snap.
So
it's a little later than usual.
Well, it's okay. We'll delay it.
Yeah, and they're everywhere. They're at Rouse's, Zapardo's, Dornick's.
And say that name again Langenson, so we can look for his.
Matt Ranatza.
And that's the name of the farm?
R-A-N-A-T-Z-A. Yeah.
That's the name
and
of
it's
the farm.
Got a little sticker on it that says Creole. Ranatza Farms, Creole nice. Tomatoes. Yeah.
I used to love as a kid the ones that would fall off of the tomato bush and then they kind of split.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it was just a different flavor for mm-hmm. some reason. And I love to put them in the refrigerator and get them nice and cold, then slice them. Salt
and pepper. Pepper. And that's it.
Well, a little blue plate and two pieces of bunny bread.
See, my husband does that. He makes tomato sandwiches.
Tomato sandwich.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like mayo. So I like them just sliced with salt and pepper.
Poor little Patty.
Yeah.
You really don't like mayo
I really
at all?
Don't like mayo. Okay. In tuna salad or an egg salad, I'll eat it, but I don't put it on anything.
I cannot imagine mm-hmm. having a roast beef po' boy without mayo.
Mm-mm.
Saving the calories.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
Well, if you don't like it, you don't like it.
But I will eat it. If they accidentally put mayo on a roast beef sandwich, I'll eat it as long as it's not a lot.
Yeah. No, I like a lot.
Yeah. No, I don't like a
lot. I like it slathered on there. Just you know what I don't like? And I don't know if we talked about it before. I really don't like the fact that Mother's puts Creole mustard on their po' boys.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about Creole
and shredded
mustard.
Cabbage.
Yeah, that's weird.
What's up with that?
And, you know, that's all Stan likes on po' boys. Stan
really?
Meadows.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he said it doesn't get wimp. It doesn't get
wet?
Wet.
I like it like that.
The cabbage stays crunchy. That's why he likes it.
I just got a text.
Wilted is the word I was looking for.
I just got a text from my good friend Elizabeth, and she said, a roast beef po' boy without mayo is a sin. I totally agree. I totally agree. That's Patty the sinner
that's
over
right.
here.
That's right. What can I say?
Gotta have mayo on there. Even like with shrimp? No, you don't.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Like I said, if I get a roast beef with a little bit of mayo, light mayo, I'll eat it. If I get a shrimp with mayo, I'll send it back.
So I've got my brother-in-law is crazy. He's in France, so I can say this right now. He's definitely not listening to me. He eats a fried shrimp po' boy with roast beef gravy and American cheese.
I've heard of that.
That sounds
not
awful.
American. I've heard of it with roast beef gravy and Swiss cheese.
That sounds terrible. That sounds like a good way to ruin fried shrimp.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. And here's the weird thing. He's really picky. So it's mm-hmm. like you won't eat onions. You'll pick them out of everything. But you're going to eat fried shrimp with, I don't know. Yeah. So what is the weirdest thing that you eat on a po' boy?
That's right. It's Friday. It's fried shrimp po' boy day on Friday.
Call us and tell us what the strangest thing that you eat is. I will totally make fun of you. I will totally ridicule you. But it's going to be so much
fun. But it's going to be fun.
Yeah. 556-9696. I really don't eat anything weird in a po' boy.
I'm not much.
No, I'm pretty straightforward.
I'm pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward.
Mahoney's has what they call a peacemaker,
mm-hmm.
and that's fried shrimp with roast beef gravy, and I think Swiss or provolone cheese.
Who invented that? It wasn't Mahoney's. It was.
I don't know.
Got to think about that.
But the story behind it is that somebody stayed out
late
and brought it.
Got drunk.
Yep.
All right, wasn't me this time.
It wasn't you.
Not this time.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Mandeville Seafood has been a local favorite, serving their house-made roast beef po' boys, seafood po' boys, and even a French fry po' boy in a fast, casual environment. Here is an extensive menu of salads and sandwiches and fried seafood, baskets and platters, as well as sides like stuffed artichokes, meat pies, and jalapeno cheese bites. And we love the very attentive service here at Mandeville Seafood Restaurant and Market, celebrating 25 years.
I get misty just holding your hand.
And we're back with the Food Show on WGSO. You're listening to Patty Berneman and Don Clemon. Marianne is out. Tom is in the hospital, and we're going to ask you again to send up a few prayers for some healing vibes for Tom Fitzmaurice in the hospital. We were just talking off the air. The Creole Tomato Festival is next weekend in the French Quarter, so you should start seeing Creoles in all the stores today and this weekend.
They're just so good.
that caprese salad with a Creole tomato. There's nothing better than that.
I love that. And this is strange. So I pulled up the Peacemaker, the history of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that it can be traced back as far as 1873.
They didn't have po' boys in 1873.
Po' boys were in 1929.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It says the origination of the concept of the oyster sandwich is something that could resolve marital differences.
Hmm.
If you could resolve marital differences with a damn sandwich. I mean, guys would be buying oysters by the bushel, you know? Bring up a sack.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, that is not going to work for me.
Okay? No.
My wife is not going to settle.
It's not going to work for Bob either, I can tell you that.
No, and she doesn't want pearls either. It's going to be diamonds, I can tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
So we'll forget about that little excuse. We're not going to go down that road. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to Mandina's tonight. I never get red gravy. I might get red gravy there.
You don't get red gravy?
I don't. Well, no, I do, but I just never get that there because for some reason I just love their fried seafood.
Oh, it's so good.
It is. It's just so
good. It's really light. That's what I like about it.
I think they fry it in different fryers.
I bet they do.
I bet like the oysters are in one, the shrimp are in one, and yeah, I like it. So I don't know. We'll see.
Louisiana Radio Network.
So I just finished lunch 2 hours
ago. Upon the final passage of legislation requiring
in-God-we-trust
signs in Louisiana classrooms, a political activist who donated signs in Texas is making the same offer in Louisiana. Artist activist Jazz Stevens is offering poster options in French, Mandarin, and more.
We have a gay pride edition, a Vulcan edition, a Klingon edition, a satanic edition.
And now they do the same thing. We'll be at lunch and they'll go, okay, what are our plans?
Does your business need help with print signs and marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record.
Yeah, this is like the third thing that says Peacemaker going back to
what does Grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
No, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. And then my youngest daughter does the white pizzas.
The Bronx and Staten Island, too.
That's not pizza.
That's a pizza? That's bread with sauce.
Alfredo sauce.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tika Fox. Upon the final passage of legislation requiring In God We Trust signs in Louisiana classrooms, a political activist who donated signs in Texas is making the same offer in Louisiana. Artist activist Chaz Stevens is offering poster options in French, Mandarin, and more.
We're going to have a gay pride edition, a Vulcan edition, a Klingon edition, a satanic edition. I'm a faux Satanist. Satan's going to make his way out to Louisiana along with us.
To donate to help defer the cost of the signs or to view them, visit chazstevens.store. A recent survey by the American Medical Association shows 1 in 5 doctors plan to leave the practice in the next 2 years. Interim Dean of the LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, Dr. Richard DiCarlo, says more doctors are showing signs of burnout.
A lot of studies have shown that more and more physicians are showing some signs of burnout, and I think there are multiple reasons for that.
DiCarlo says it could be as high as 100,000 or more in the next decade. LRN.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt, or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
When you're awake, the things you think come from the dreams you dream. Thought has wings, and lots of things are seldom what they seem.
Welcome back. Thank you, Tom. Welcome back to the Food Show. with Don Clement and Patty Berneman, and we are here in the luxurious WGSO studios, 990 AM, and online at WGSO.com. Give us a call, 504-556-9696, like Steve did. Steve wants to talk to you, Don.
Hello, my friend. He knows how to dial.
Most important, I don't know if y'all covered it at the beginning of the show, but how's Tom?
He's doing okay. Mm-hmm. He's doing okay.
Okay. Yep. Don, I disagree with you.
Well, you wouldn't be the first.
But not about those steaks. I think that's stupid.
That's just dumb. $400.
I was going to say, are you going to get a $400 steak?
Not a chance.
I mean, how do you put together a concept like that? Bring it to a city like this and think that you've got a shot.
Right, right.
I mean, look, I've been in business. I've owned my own businesses. I would have run somebody out on a rail if they came in with that idea. But if you've lost your mind, go to L.A.
See what you think of this idea I got.
Uh-oh.
A do-it-yourself, but not, you know, you got to cook it yourself, but a sous-vide restaurant.
Ah, that makes sense. That makes total sense. Yeah, and we charge like $300.
No. You can just charge a little bit more. You're going to make the money on the people sitting there drinking and stuff, waiting for the sous-vide.
That's true. Hours. Like, when is your roast coming up? 36 hours. Drink up. That's a good idea.
All right, so you like it.
I like it. It's a good way to sell booze.
Yeah.
And look, you know, people, I know a lot of people who don't drink. I don't understand that. But, you know, that's where the restaurant really makes the big bucks.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Oh, absolutely.
It is. Yeah. You know, unless you're, you know, slinging chicken or something.
Unless you're getting $400 for a steak.
Right.
Can we get a press pass? Can we get a press pass?
You have these bozos that'll come in and spend $100 for a bottle of wine, you know.
Yeah. Those idiots. Those morons.
All right, guys.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
So, touch base. Got to call when I can. You know.
Well, you know. Yeah, I know. So, look. If we get a press pass, you want to come to dinner with us
at the steak place?
Yeah, you bring the Dr. Thunder.
Okay, you got a deal.
I'll let you know. All right.
Let me know.
Okay.
All right. That's,
bye.
So you can do what Steve did. You just press those little buttons, 556-9696. And if some of you have a rotary dial phone, that's even better.
That's even better. You know, I wonder if they are going to have a soft opening for the press. I need to look into that.
Oh, yeah. Because after I just slammed the hell out of them, I'm going to be right up there. Yeah, bring Don Clement in.
They may want to change our mind.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You never know.
There's no way they're going to change my mind.
Mm-mm.
It could be the best thing I ever ate in my life. $400 is ridiculous.
You know, we went to the Beau Rivage once, and they've got a great steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
BR Prime, I think is the name of it. Mm-hmm. And the waitress came up, and we had the menu, and she came up and she said, well, we just want to let you know that we do have some specials tonight. We have some Wagyu beef, and we have an 8-ounce, I guess it was a filet, 8-ounce filet or 8-ounce sirloin for $2.50. And then we have
an 8-ounce filet for $2.50?
Yeah.
Eight ounces?
A 12-ounce for $500. And my husband said, can you say that again?
Yeah, slowly.
Did you say, like, $250?
Now, this is Wagyu?
Yes, Wagyu. Yeah.
Not a fan.
And
it's okay.
You know, we were like, no, I think we'll just order off the menu here.
Yeah.
And we were floored. And this was probably 5-6 years ago. And so now, I mean, $400 for a steak
sounds like a bargain.
Yeah.
But you know, you're in a casino. You have a captive audience. Let's say, Patty, you just hit the $100,000 slot.
Yeah. And a lot of those, I think, go complimentary.
Absolutely.
You know, to the high rollers.
Because they want you to, we want to chain you to that table.
That's right.
We don't want you to leave. Can I say that anymore? I probably shouldn't have said
probably
that.
Probably shouldn't
have
said
that. I'm not sorry, but
that's
I said
right.
it anyway.
But the regular steak we got was delicious.
Well,
you know,
it's probably the same steak.
It probably is.
That's
You're
crazy.
Right. Yeah.
No, thank you.
It's crazy.
For that price, you better have birthed this cow,
hand fed it.
He lived in your yard,
yeah.
And it tore me apart to have to kill this cow. So now you're going to pay $1,500.
This is his name.
Right. Gosh. I don't know.
We're going to Rocky and Carlos for lunch tomorrow.
Oh, we went last Saturday.
Tomorrow is the New Orleans Broadcasters Radio Reunion. They do this twice a year.
Oh, and this, you go
at
in
Rocky
the,
and Carlos.
In the Sicilian room.
Yes.
Yes.
They do it,
it is
in
lavish.
June, and then they do it again in October.
So is it like so we'll a buffet to, set up? Or what
no,
it,
it's...
No?
You just go in there and you order your food, and then you go in the private room and they come and bring it to you. So.
And it is a lovely room.
And it is.
Completely decked out with those gorgeous
plastic
light
chairs.
Fixtures right from Home Depot.
And the
plastic chairs. But the food is so good.
The food is awesome.
So, and what are you eating?
And I don't know yet. I don't know. I'm
so
going to be
pay,
late.
You pay for your own meal?
Oh, yeah. You pay for your own
meal.
Oh,
what kind of party is this?
It's just to get together with all the old radio guys. And,
gotcha.
You know, they're getting...
I think Tom did it last year, didn't
Tom
he?
Tom went last year.
Yeah.
Tom and Marianne came last year.
Right.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. And wow. Bob Mitchell, who's no longer with us, he came last year.
The real Bob
and,
Mitchell.
And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to see the... For me, it's so much fun to see all these people that I used to listen to when I was a kid, you know? And now I'm kind of, I still don't really feel like I'm part of it, but I guess I am kind of part of it.
You
know?
Are.
But
people know your voice for sure.
Yeah, but it's just a lot of fun. But I don't know, what did you get when you went? I know you went last week.
We went last week, and I'm going to tell you, the hamburger is delicious. On French, cheese, dressed. Dripping with mayo that Patty likes.
Oh, no.
The burger, they make the burger, they'll tell you when you order it, okay, it's going to take 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because they make it right then.
But let me ask, does the burger have onions in it, or is it just
onions?
The burger?